This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Before the tsunami struck coastlines around the Indian Ocean in December, there were some early warning signs. Seismic instruments picked up signals from the earthquake that produced the waves, but scientists did not know if a tsunami would follow or where one might hit. Today in Brussels, scientists and government officials will try to fix that problem. They're expected to adopt a plan to monitor the globe around the clock with a network of instruments. Here's NPR's Christopher Joyce.
The earthquake that caused the tsunami rang the earth like a bell. Within minutes, sensors detected the sound waves. This was the first piece of information scientists had.
But it didn't get to the right people, to the affected governments, and then through the people in those countries.
Jeffrey Park is a seismologist at Yale University who studied the quake and its aftermath. He says that even though seismic sensors are spread all over the world, the information they gathered was too little or too late. Some sensors took days to deliver information. Others couldn't tell whether it was the kind of earthquake that might create a tsunami. There was information from above the Earth, but people didn't know about it in time.
For instance, satellite passed over the Bay of Bengal when the tsunami was crossing it and actually detected it. It saw about 1 meter of sea level change on the sea surface.
In hindsight, scientists say their instruments might have been better, but the real problem was lack of communication. Vice Admiral Konrad Lautenbacher runs the government's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which monitors the Earth and the atmosphere.
The tragic thing is that they're not hooked up correctly, and the instruments are not in the right places, and the international community is not organized to be able to take advantage of the fact that many of these things are in place.
Lautenbacher says there's a solution. It's called GEOS, or the Global Earth Observing System of Systems. GEOS would connect up thousands of instruments, satellites, tide gauges, seismic sensors, and just about everything else that currently monitors the planet, and deliver that information to people who need it.
I believe that we'd be able to tell the future much better. Today, with just partial pieces in place in the ocean, we are able to predict El Nino cycles and what that means, you know, to daily weather. Imagine being able to do that for all of the Earth's cycles.
Lautenbacher leads the U.S. delegation at the Brussels meeting. It brings together government ministers from 61 countries, the European Union, and numerous scientific organizations. Some countries have been reluctant to sign on. They fear that scientific snooping into their territory might pose a security threat. Lautenbacher says the benefits outweigh the risks.
We're talking about energy. We're talking about finding water, maintaining it. We're talking about agriculture, basics of providing food.
And about safety, not just abroad, but here at home. Jay Wilson is Oregon's earthquake and tsunami expert. Oregon is sandwiched between earthquake faults in the Pacific and volcanoes on land. Wilson worries about the big one, but also about unnecessary and costly evacuations.
As many times as we can prevent false alarms, it helps our credibility and avoids economic losses, emotional and physical losses that people go through. I think that's the double duty of systems like this.
Scientists say some natural disasters will always take people by surprise, but they hope GEOS will buy a little more time for those in harm's way. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.